A summary of the laws of Tisha B'Av, part 1. Many, many tragedies unfortunately occur to the Jewish people on Tisha B'Av itself and on the dates surrounding Tisha B'Av. The five main tragedies are listed in the Mishnah in Maseches Tainis 26b, and it states, in the Hebrew year of 2449, the Meraglim returned from their trip to Israel and blasphemed the Holy Land, and on that day it was decreed that the Jewish people in the desert would not enter Eretz Yisrael. That day was Tisha B'Av of the year 2449, 1 year after the Exodus. Close to 1,000 years later, on Tisha B'Av of the year 3338, which eerily in Hebrew spells out the word Shlach, the same parsha that discusses the sin of the Meraglim, which happened nearly 1,000 years earlier. In that year, the first temple was destroyed on the 9th of Av. The third tragedy happened close to 500 years later in the year 3828, that's 68 after the Common Era. On that date, the second temple was destroyed, once again on the 9th of Av. The fourth tragedy occurred approximately 60 years later in the year 3881, where the city of Beitar was destroyed that contained millions upon millions of Jewish inhabitants. And the fifth tragedy that occurred on Tisha B'Av is that the city of Jerusalem was plowed by Terence Rufus HaRasha, the Roman emperor at the time. In addition to these five tragedies that occurred on Tisha B'Av that's listed in the Mishnah, various other tragedies occurred on this date or surrounding this date post the Temple era, such as the First Crusade officially began on the 24th of Av, killing 10,000 Jews. The Jews were expelled from England on July 18th, 1290, which was the 9th of Av. The Jews were expelled from France in the year 1306 on the 10th of Av. The Jews were expelled from Spain in the year 1492 on the 7th of Av. Germany entered World War I in 1914 on the 9th of Av. On the 9th of Av in 1941, the SS commander Heinrich Himmler formally received approval from the Nazi Party for the final solution and officially began the decimation of European Jewry as part of the final solution. The 9th of Av, 1942, a year later, began the mass deportations from Warsaw, en route to Treblinka, the extermination camps. Due to the five tragedies mentioned in the Mishnah and all the subsequent tragedies that we discussed, Tisha B'Av is the set national day of mourning for the Jewish people, in which many mourning customs are followed, similar to a person who, Rachmana Litzlan, is sitting Shiva for a loved one who has deceased. The mourning customs followed on Tisha B'Av are fasting, not to bathe, not to anoint, not to wear leather shoes, not to have intimacy, not to learn Torah, not to greet others, not to do malacha, and not to sit on a bench or chair. Emir Tzashem, in this series of lessons on the summary of the laws of Tisha B'Av, we will delineate the details of each one of these restrictions in a summarized fashion. And we'll begin with the laws of fasting. It is forbidden for a Jew to eat or drink anything on Tisha B'Av unless he falls into one of the following exceptions. A person who is sick, even if his illness is not lethal, but is sick to the point that he's bedridden or weak in his entire body, then he is exempt from fasting on Tisha B'Av. It is not like Yom Kippur in this regard. The sages never decree the fast upon sick people. Pregnant women must fast on Tisha B'Av just like Yom Kippur, unless their doctor has ordered them not to fast due to history of premature labor or other medical conditions, and certainly if they begin experiencing premature labor's symptoms during the fast, then they are to immediately break their fast without hesitation. Likewise, if they feel sick due to the fast, not simply due to not eating, then they may break their fast just like any ill person is not required to fast. A nursing woman is obligated to fast on Tisha B'Av unless she is sick, or her child will not have enough milk and will refuse to take any alternative other than their mother's milk, in which case she may eat for the sake of having enough milk for the child. A woman who is after childbirth is exempt from fasting within the first 30 days from childbirth. And although some are accustomed to be stringent, practically in today's generation one should not do so, and all women after birth within 30 days should not fast. All children below the age of Bar and Bas Mitzvah are exempt from fasting even at Tainis Shais. And certainly they are not required to fast the entire fast even if it is a day before their Bar and Bas Mitzvah. The whole concept of fasting three fasts before your Bar and Bas Mitzvah has no source in Jewish literature and is practically not to be followed. Although if the child is old enough to fast and desires to fast on his own without intervention or pressure from his parents, then he may decide to do so. Regarding the menu for children below age of bar bas mitzvah or not fasting, they may be given to eat normal foods or with all should not be given sweets and the like. Children below the age of chinuch may even be given meat and poultry, although not children above the age of chinuch, which is at the very earliest from age 6. Children or even adults who do not need to fast, who eat bread on Tisha B'Av, need to say Nachem in Birchas Hamazon as printed in the Siddur in the Mincha prayer. It is recited prior to Uvenei Yerushalayim, where one generally adds Ritzei or Yalev V'Yavli. Children are to be educated and shown what to say before Tisha B'Av when they bench for bread on Tisha B'Av. It is debated amongst the Paiskim as to whether it is permitted for one to smell spices on Tisha B'Av and receive the benefit of a good scent. Practically, those who are lenient have upon whom to rely, and those who are stringent are blessed. It is forbidden to wear leather shoes on Tisha B'Av, which applies to all footwear that contains any leather at all in any of its material. Children are not to wear leather shoes, and we may not place leather shoes on a child even if he is below the age of chinuch. There is no problem with sitting on a leather couch, including if one folds one's feet and legs on the leather, although one who is stringent is blessed. Bathing and washing one's skin. It is forbidden on Tisha B'Av to wash any part of one's body for the sake of pleasure, whether with hot or cold water, even one's mere pinky. And this restriction applies throughout all 24 hours of Tisha B'Av, as do all the restrictions that were mentioned, with exception those explicitly brought down that are only forbidden until midday. It is permitted, however, to wash one's skin for the sake of cleaning dirt off of it, or for medical purposes. Children who are dirty may be washed, although if they are not dirty, may not be washed. In the morning upon awakening on the 9th of Av, one only washes until his knuckles and not further. However, those who are washing for bread on Tisha B'Av, such as children and adults who are not allowed to fast, are to wash their entire hand up until the wrist as usual, even on Tisha B'Av prior to eating bread. After using the bathroom, if one is prior or in the midst of davening, then he may wash his hands up until his knuckles. If he is after davening, then his hands may not be washed even after bathroom use unless he dirtied them in the process, of which it is advised to do so in order to say Asher Yatzar in purity. It is forbidden for one to rinse his mouth on Tisha B'Av, unless he is in great discomfort. The anointing restriction. On Tisha B'Av throughout the 24 hours, it is forbidden for one to do any of the following unless it's for medical purposes. One may not apply cosmetics, lotions, oils, soap, or perfumes onto his body. Medical creams are permitted, and some places can likewise permit applying deodorant. Marital intimacy is forbidden throughout the 24 hours of Tisha B'Av. Likewise, one may not sleep in the same bed or touch his wife affectionately during this time. Some are even accustomed to follow all the general harchakas that are followed when a woman is a nida, although this is not required from the letter of the law, and certainly by daytime, one may be lenient. And even by night, one who chooses to be lenient regarding other harchakas has upon whom to rely. Emir Tzashem, in the second part of this series, we will continue with the remaining laws of Tisha B'Av in a summarized fashion.